distinctive quality of the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And there's a lot to say about that, but first we'll just look at the Psukim, and we'll see from the Psukim themselves that it's clear that the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is sui generis. There's nothing comparable to it, and all other Nevuah pales in light of the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam says this very clearly, but first I'll begin by just referring you to a series of psukim that you're familiar with. I'm not telling you any chidushim, but I'm going to start backwards, if you will. At the end of Parshas Baloscha, if you look in Bamidbar, there the Torah has a discussion, a very well-known discussion, that takes place between Miriam and Aaron and Moshe and Hashem Yisbarach, and I'll read the psukim. In Perek Yudbeis of Baloscha, Pasuk Aleph, Vatadabir Miriam Ba'aron bin Moshe. I spoke about this a number of times, but I want to begin with that because that will provide the backdrop for what we're going to talk about. Miriam and Aaron speak about Bim Moshe. That itself should right away arouse your pique and strike your fancy. The language is very cumbersome. Vatadabir Miriam Ba'aron Bim Moshe. I would have expressed it differently. How would you have expressed it had you written the Sukkim? How would you say it? Al Moshe, correct? What's Bim Moshe? This expression, by the way, I imagine you probably are familiar with it because it occurs a number of times. Maybe you're more familiar with the Haggadah, where the Baal Haggadah says, Kol Amar B'Lesaper, B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, Harezim B'Shubach. Another very strange construction grammatically. It should have said, as you indicated, Mendel, Kol Amar B'Lesaper, Odok Yitzias Mitzrayim, Al Yitzias Mitzrayim, what's B'? Kol Amar B'Lesaper. Even the Rambam, in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Zayin, when the Rama mentions the mitzvah saseh of see, but it's yes mitzvahim, which as you know is a mitzvah saseh, so the Rama says mitzvah saseh lisaper bin yisim bin yiflau shenasu la vaseh v'lel chamishasu bin yisod. Another very striking expression, but it's already in the Torah. Okay, I want to read further. So they speak about Moshe, al odos ha'isha akushas ha'shelokach al odos. What an expression. Al odos. I imagine that expression tickles your pink. That's the expression. Ki isha chushis lokach. Vayomru. Harak ach bin Moshe diber Hashem. Halogam bonu diber. What in heaven's name is going on here? What is the discussion? What are they saying? What is their claim? Vayish Moshe anavo b'kol anav Hashem apne adama. Hashem tells Moshe v'Aaron. He tells them, pis om. Another striking expression. What's pis-om? Yeah, thank you. So that's exactly what we're about to get to. Two shloshtachem elo amoy, v'yitzu shloshtam, v'yir Hashem v'yamun ono, v'yamu pesach ha'ol, v'yikra aron amirim, v'yitzu shneyem, v'yom eshimun od v'roi, imien diviachem Hashem, v'amaroi lo v'svado, v'chalam ol dab rebo, lo chen abdi Moshe, v'chol beisi nemaru. That statement already tells you something about the uniqueness or the distinctness of the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, and then the Torah delineates. Pe'al pe'a daber bo, umar v'lo v'chidos, usmunas Hashem yabit, umadua lo yireisem udaber, be'abdi, be'moshe. Lachamol. That rather awkward construction. Ba'ichav Hashem bo v'ailach, and then the Torah describes how Miriam becomes afflicted with tzaras. And then, of course, Vayom Aaron and Miriam, Bi Adoni Al Nosa Shesolenu Chatos Hashem Al Nosa Chatonu Al Nosi Kameis Hashem Betzeis Amirechad Yimah Vayachel Chatzim Saro Vayitzak Moshe Al Hashem Leimor The Shor of Tzvila The Gemara in Brachas Kael No Refa No La. By the way, I once spoke about the word No not long ago. The difference between the philosophy of Yaakov and the philosophy of Esav. Esav is a philosophy of everything has to be right now. Immediate gratification. Like young yeshiva students who require immediate gratification. No long-term vision. Papagayos writ large. That's how it goes. And that is the yesod of, shall we say, that kind of approach, which is leaves a lot to be desired. That's the Esav approach. I think I told it to you once in the context of Ramban. Right after the Bechori is sold, so the Torah says, describes the sale And it mentions a series of verbs that are in short staccato form. Right after the Bechorah, you recall undoubtedly, that the Ramban is the one who compares almost Esau to Ben Tzorah or Moreh. The someone who is essentially only interested in the here and now. Everything has to be fulfilled and realized almost immediately. So in the context of the Bechorah, this is in Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Lamed Daled, V'Yaakov Nasan Le'Esav Lechem V'Zeh Adoshim. V'Yochal, V'Yesh, V'Yokom, V'Yilach, V'Yives. Whenever the Torah does that, or in Tanakh, right away that's a signal. That's a signal. I'm bound on the spot. Already alerts us to this. That clearly this fellow, I'm talking about Esav, is someone who has this need for immediate gratification, a kind of bensore v'more, a kind of zola v'sove. That's what Ramban sees those psukim, and that's the distinction between Yaakov and Esav. Why do I say that? I use now the word no, which is found over there in the context of Esav. This, by the way, there's a discussion of this in a very nice sefer I just saw recently called Shaila Avi, and so he points out also mentions the word no has several translations, as you know. No can mean please, correct. No could also mean right now, thank you. There's a third translation of no found in Pashas Bo in the context of Korban Pesach. Al tochlu menu no, uvashu b'mushav v'mayim, namely not eating it raw. Ki in tzliyesh has to be roasted. But here, when the Torah says by Moshe Rabbeinu, he daven for Miriam, kale, no, refah, no, lo. So I would translate the first no, kale, no means please. The second one, refah, no, right now. You hear what I'm saying? That's how I understand. Okay, but what's the nature of this discussion? So Rav Soloveitchik, Zatzal, a number of times in the shum, he said on Sanhedrin in the summer, so he referred to a Gemara that I'm very fond of. The Gemara actually has, it's at the end of the parak actually, the Gemara there points out, in the context of the Mishnah speaks about a Navi, Shekavash Nebuasa, a Navi who squelches his Nebuah, doesn't carry out the Nebuah for which he's destined to carry out, that's he's designated for that purpose. What's the dinik? Chayim Bismi Neshamai. So the Gemara asks Kasha, how do we know that the Navi is covered in Vuaso? The Gemara answers by quoting a pasuk in Amos, where the Navi says, Ki lo yasa Hashem elokim davar, ki im golos todo el avod v'hanavim. That Hashem, in effect, whenever he designates a Navi for a particular mission, all other contemporary Navim are aware of that mission, except they're not the one who are deputized to carry it out. He's the one who's carrying out that mission exclusively. But they're all aware of it. So therefore now, the Rav interpreted Psukim over here in a similar vein. Miriam and Aaron and Moshe, what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu separated from his wife, Kayadua. Rashi quotes from the Chazal, from the Gemara. He separated from his wife. So what do they say? They, namely Miriam and Aaron, are also Nevi'im. How do you know Miriam is a Navi? Vatikach Miriam ha-Navi achos Aaron, the Pasuk Yechumash in Mashalach. Vatikach Miriam ha-Navi achos Aaron ha-Satot b'yodah. Vateitzenek ha-Anoshim ha-Chareah, v'supim u'bim cholos. Vatam la'ya Miriam. Shiru Hashem ki go go, sus rachor ramar ayam. Aaron, the Pasuk says also, ve'aron achicha yiyad nivyecha. Plus the Gemara Sanhedrin, the first paragraph, you're familiar with it. I assume you learned Sanhedrin at one time or another.
The eighth paragraph,
maybe. But this Gemara is in the first paragraph.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... in Yehorei b'migdash Hashem koyim enovi, when Hur was killed, in the context of the ego, so that the Gemara cites that pasuk indicating Aaron was a Navi, but we have the pasuk Aaron Achich and Nevecha. Anyway, so their argument is what? We're also Nevi'im. We should have been aware of this Nebuah. The fact that we're not aware of it indicates that what? There is something obviously clearly amiss as far as Moshe Rabbeinu is concerned. So what is the response of Hashem Yisbarach? Your, shall we say, premise is correct. Vis-a-vis all Nevi'im with the exception of whom? Moshe Rabbeinu, his nevuah is sui generis, S-U-I, G-E-N-E-R-I-S, distinctive, unique, miyuchad b'mino, and that's what the Torah describes. Pel peadabebo, umar v'lov echidos, usmanas Hashem yabit, and this is clearly delineated by the Rambam both in Yesod HaTorah and the Rambam on the Nevuchim. But I'm just providing this by way of background, and as a matter of fact, you know very well that the Rambam and the Ikrim of the Rambam has two Ikrim. One Ikr, Shehokel Menabes Bnei Adam, Hashem communicates with people, namely Nevi'im. And number two, Moshe Rabbeinu, his Nevuah is absolutely unique and distinctive, there's nothing comparable to it. All this by way of background to what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to show you in the Pesukim this notion, this Yisod, which is mentioned many times. Can I trouble you for that permission up there? Yeah, go ahead.
Outside of Moshe Rabbeinu, are there like different tiers?
Yes, there are madregos of the Vim. That's another topic we will discuss in Yes Hashem. Madregos bin Nevuah. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, as you know, did not necessarily achieve overnight the madregos of Nevuah. It was an issue of a period of time, and we know that because at what point did Moshe Rabbeinu become the Nevuah par excellence? Where the Torah tells us, it's actually mentioned in Dvarim, that one is obligated to listen to Divrei HaNavi. When did that occur? In the context of Maamar HaSinai. Even though even prior to that, the Torah has discussion about Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayaminu b'Hashem, u'b'Moshe Avdu, we say it every day, but even prior to that, we also have Psukim that are very significant. We'll get to that, Mitzvah Hashem, when we talk about Madregos and Nevuah. But I just want to talk about, simply, just examine Psukim in Chumash that you should be aware of. The Rambam of the Ruchim is the one who, of course, lays it out for us very beautifully. I'll just give you, first let's give two examples that are, again, pretty obvious. How Rashi himself indicates that already very clearly. Let's start with perhaps Bamidbar. Here we have in Parshas Baalosko again, where the Torah describes the individuals who are not able to bring a Korban Pesach. So here in Parakes, Parshas Baalosko, Parakes. Vaidabri Hashem Moshe, Bimidbar Sinai, Bashanah Shinis, Tzeisom Eretz Yitzayim, Bechodesh Harishon Lemor, and they're instructed regarding the Korban Pesach. And then the initial Pesach is carried out. However, in Pasuk Vav, they were tamei. They were not able to bring the Korban Pesach. By the way, this, of course, the Gemara aware in Sukkah, as you understand very well. I assume we came across it already. Why should we be, shall we say, lose out? Look at the next pasuk, which is a striking pasuk, one of the very, very striking psukim that the Torah tells us in pasuk Ches. I'm reading. Vayomer aleihem Moshe imdu ve'eshma mayitzave Hashem lochem. And miyad right after that, vayidav Hashem Moshe lema. Hashem provides the possibility of Pesach Sheni. Says Rashi, you don't have Rashi perhaps in front of you, but I'll read it for you. Rashi says, Imdu v'eshma, ki talmid ha-muftach lishma mipi rabo. Like a Talmud who is certain to hear from his Rebbe, Ashrei yelud isha shekach muftach. Happy is such a human being born of a woman that he has such a haftacha. She calls man shayarotzeh, whenever Moshe Rabbeinu was desirous of speaking with the Shechina, he was able to do so. And Rashi indicates this quality of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is really an astounding quality. Ashri Elud Isha, incredible quality. Moshe Rabbeinu could always speak to Hashem as Barach. Let me just show you another example, since I'm at it. Look in Shmos, if you have Perek Lamed Beis. This is in the context of the Chet Ha'Ego. Perek Lamed Beis. So there, if you remember, Moshe Rabbeinu ascends Har Sinai in order to get the Luchos, and then Moshe Rabbeinu, as you know, that he comes down, and obviously what he sees in front of him is rather tragic and horrific. They're involved in a chet, a terrible chet. That's found in Perek Lamed Beis. You can read the psukim, you're familiar with them. Pasuk Yutes, Lamed Beis Yutes, Vayikah Shekar, Vazamachane, Vayar Sa'egel, Vamacholos, Vayikah Av Moshe, and Vayashlech, Miyodah Vesaluchas, Vayashabra, Som Tachas Ha'or, takes the ego and grinds it, Vayashkes Menei Yisrael, Vayom Moshe Al Aaron. What happened over here? And Aaron said, tells him the entire story. It's when Moshe Rabbeinu had disappeared. And as a result, the Chet Ha'Egel came about. Moshe Rabbeinu gathers B'nai Levi, and then, of course, they carry out what they do. And then the Torah at the end, Pasuk Lamed, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed. Vayom Rahim Mochras, Vayom Moshe Elohim, Atem Chatosim Chato Gdola, V'yato E'aleh Al Hashem, Ulai Achapro B'yad Chataschem. A very fascinating language. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm going to ascend to Hashem. Perhaps Hashem will offer you atonement. Perhaps you'll be able to get kapara. Vayoshev Moshe El Hashem Yomer, Ono Chato Osim Chato Gdola, they committed a terrible sin. Vayasulem Elohei Zav, V'yatom Tisa Chatosom. What does Moshe Rabbeinu tell Hashem Yisbarach? He asked Hashem Yisbarach to forgive them. V'yimayim. Mecheininom b'sifrecho asher kasavta. Who else would have the audacity to make a statement like this? If you don't forgive them, erase me from the Torah. By the way, Chazal said that this was carried out. One parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. From the time he appears, obviously it's not a Bereshit, since Moshe was not yet born. But from the time Moshe Rabbeinu appears, there's one parasha where he's not found, namely the Tzavim. And this is the kiyum of this pasuk, Mecheinina b'sifrecho asher kasavta. The Gemara actually points out in Brachos that, and what happens beyond after that? So the Torah says, "Vayom Hashem Moshe, mi asher chotol li emchena misifrei." Whoever committed a sin, right away Hashem rejects the possibility that Moshe Rabbeinu's name should be eliminated. Chas v'shalom. Whoever sinned, he should be erased. The atol lech nechei la'am, and then of course it's going to be a different kind of hanhaga. Hinei malachi elach v'anecha. Uviyom pokti v'fakarati aleim chatosim. As Chazal comment that there's no onesh without some element of the chelo egel. Ein poronis baal yisrael sheim boktsas mi piron avon egel. Every single subsequent poronis has in it some element of the chelo egel that's there. But right away, what happened? The Torah goes on to a number of psukim later, and I'll read the following psukim. Moshe Rabbeinu obviously remonstrates with Hashem. And pasuk paraklam gimel pasuk yibez vayom Moshe Hashem reato me'elai halav somazeh. And there's a whole discussion. I can't get into that right now, but Hashem says at the end of the day, whatever you say, eseh. And then Moshe has several requests. And finally, at the end, of course, we have, as you know, in Parshas Kisisa, Yud Gimel Milos Shavachamim. And guess what? The Torah says that Hashem essentially gave Klal Yisrael forgiveness. So here we see the effectiveness of Moshe Rabbeinu was really almost, I would say, immediate. His ability to somehow achieve this kind of status is really nothing short of being amazing. And this, as I said, is the yisod that's found many, many times. And I just perhaps now will contrast it with other psukim that we find in Tanakh with reference to other Nevi'im. You'll see that it's obviously min b'she'eino mino. In Yirmiyahu, I spoke about this parak once before because this is a very significant parak. In Yirmiyahu parak Chavches, you have the story of Hananya ben Azor. This is the Navi Sheker, the one who essentially predicted that the Churban HaMikdash is not going to take place. Yirmiyahu says Churban, he's the Navi of gloom and doom, and this fellow, Hananya ben Azor, indicates otherwise. Look at parak Chavches for a moment, if you don't mind. In Yirmiyahu HaNavi, just to read a few psukim from the very beginning. Chavches. There's a struggle that takes place here between Hananya. He was a Navi Emes, and he became a Navi Sheker. But I'll just read the first few psukim, if you don't mind. Hananya ben Azur. Vayi bashana ahi bereshis mamachas sityo mel Yehuda. Bashana rabi bachodesh chamishi. Omar elai Hananya ben Azur HaNavi. The Navi is called a Navi by the Tanakh. Hashem give him a mess Hashem, Lenny, Akonim, Halom, Lemo, Koram Hashem, Tzvakos, Elokei Yisrael, Lemo, Shavarti is all Melech Babel. He has Nebuah. What does he say? That I have broken the yoke of Melech Babel. Biyoch Nasayim Yamim, Animeshim, and Amokam Hazel, Ko, Klei Beis Hashem, all the Kalim that were taken by Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Babel, and Amokam Hazel, Vivian, Babel, the Eschichonja ben Yoyokim, Melech Yehuda, and Eskol Golos Yehuda, Boim Babela, Animeshim, and Amokam Hazel, Nu Hashem, Ki Eshbor, Eskol Melech Babel. What is Hashem going to do? He's going to restore everything to its former state of glory and splendor, and the yoke of Melech Babel is going to be rent asunder. So what does the Navi say? Pasuk Kei, Vayom Yirmiyahu HaNavi, Elchananya HaNavi, Leini HaKonim, Leini Kol Ha'am, Ha'omnim B'Beis Hashem, Vayom Yirmiyahu HaNavi, Amen! Whenever you hear such bracha, that should happen to call yourself, what do you say? Amen, Halavai! It should be Mekuyam. Kein Yaseh Hashem, Yokem Hashem Ezbarech, Hashem Yibesa, Halavai, it should be Mekuyam. Your words in the Ruah, Lahashi Klei B'Beis Hashem, Mechal HaGolim, Mevam, Mevam, however, qualification. Look in Zion. Shmana Adav Azeh Asher Anochi Dov Yivaz Necha Vazeh Kolam. Hanavim Asher Hoyu Lufana El Lufanecha Men Olam. There were many Nevim. Vayinavu Ala Ratzos Rabos Yav Mamlach Zgidol Al Simil Chama Ula Ra, Ula David, they were Nevi'im, who also were the other Nevi'im of gloom and doom. And they predicted war, and they predicted Dever. Ha-Navi Hashem, Navi L'Shalom. So he tells you a very important Yisod, which by the way happens to also be in this week's Parsha of Vayishlach. It's also Gemara Brachas, it's also Hamban, it's also Astira, Chazal V'Yashivin, and the Ram talks about it, and Pesha Mishnayis, and Mishnah Torah, and Amar Nebuchim, all kinds of places anyway, but here I'll show you the Yisod right over here. Ha-Navi Hashem, Navi L'Shalom. Even Navi predicts something of a positive nature, so then, Bevod Var Navi Yivada Navi Hashoshach Hashem Emes. That's a real sign, he's a Navi Emes. However, what is the implication? That if a Navi predicts gloom and doom, so that not necessarily has to come to fruition. If Klal Yisrael does tshuva, then obviously it won't come to fruition. It means when a Navi predicts something of a positive nature, then it must come to fruition. It must be realized. There's no two ways about it. Mashen Kein, gloom and doom depends on Klal Yisrael, how we react. If we respond to the words of the Navi and do tshuva, it's one thing. Otherwise, Rachman al Tzan, it's not. But whatever the case is, take a look now what happens after that. This, by the way, is again one of the concrete, we spoke about this issue. And the Navi does all kinds of concrete things that are potent of the future. So Hananya says, Leini kolam kom Hashem kochesh boras odu b'chanetzev el chmavel. I'm going to break the yoke. Yirmiyahu goes on his merry way. And what does Hashem say in Parakit Beis? Vayidv Hashem leYirmiyahu achari shvor Hananya navi zamota. Halach yamata Hananya kom Hashem. Motot eit shavarta. Vasis tachtei motot baz. Kom Hashem tzvokas al kei yisrael. Old Brazil. Nasati al tzavar kol agoy ma'eve. That Hashem decided that Nebuchadnezzar is going to be reigning. And all the other kings are going to be under his subordinate to him. And Pasuk Tezvav, that's when we read the last few psukim. Vayom Yom Navi Chananya Navi Shmanu Chananya Lo Shokha Hashem. You were not sent by Hashem. Vatoyev Takta Amazal Shoker. You're a Navi Sheker. He tells him, Lachen Kom Hashem. Hidim Mishalecha Mi'api Adama. Hashan Ato Meis. You're going to die this year. Guess what? Vayom Yom Chananya Navi Vashan Ayi Vachadosh Nashri. And Chananya dies exactly as Yom Navi predicted. So here we have a public vikuach. It's public, because the Navi stresses several times. If you recall the psukim that I began with, the earlier psukim, that all this is taking place, look in Pasuk Hey. Le'enei akoanim u'le'enei kolam. It's mentioned not only there, but again later on in Pasuk Ches. The point I'm trying to make is that here you see the Navi Yirmiyahu clearly receives the backing of Hashem Yisbarach in this public disputation that he has actually with Hanani ben Azor. And this is really obviously an example of a Navi who obviously is clearly carrying out the Dvar Hashem in a very clear kind of fashion. So it would seem that he obviously is someone of great stature. No question, he was a great stature. Yirmiyahu HaNavi. But my point I'm going to make in a second, as you'll see, I'll just give you one other example to show you. The reason why I use this, because here it's clear, the Navi indicates to Hananya what exactly the situation is going to be. In Malachim Aleph, look at Malachim Aleph for example. In there in Perek Yud Ches, this is Eliyahu HaNavi. So if you look in, if you have the Tanakh again. Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Ches. So here in this Perek, Vayhi Dvar Hashem, Vayhi Yomer Rabim, we're talking about, if you remember, there's a terrible drought. The drought is for 3 years. This is during the days of Achav. And then that's when Hashem comes to Eliyahu and tells him, appear before Achav and tell him, V'yetna matar al bnei adama. This is a very famous parak, as you undoubtedly are familiar with this parak, because this is the story of Har HaKarmel. It's one of the Torahs, actually, that we read. And here Eliyahu in Pasuk, Lamed Zayin, I'm skipping most of the parak. He tells Hashem, Aneini, Hashem, Aneini. This is after they do their thing. What do? They're busy stabbing themselves, and they're busy engaging in all kinds of skullduggery, these characters, in Pasuk Chavches. Vayiku b'kol gadol, vayizgadu l'ukim mishpatim acharavos v'ravachim. They're busy stabbing themselves, and blood is streaming out from all their bodies. That's their way somehow of connecting with whomever they want to connect. Of course, if you look earlier, Pasuk Chavva, vayiku esapar, shenasalem, vayasov, vayiku b'shem habal. That's their god. Habal amini vein ko vein oneh. There's no response. Vayibatzarayim vayahatel b'em Elio. Elio is essentially ridiculing them. Vayom akiru v'kol golo. Maybe you should dab it louder. Ki elokim hu, ki siya v'chisig lo, v'chiderech lo. Ula yashin hu. Maybe Hashem decided to take a nap. Your God is taking a nap. And maybe if you scream at the top of your lungs, he will respond. He's making leitzanos. By the way, the Gemara says a few times in Shas that leitzanos generally is also, except for leitzanus of Avodah Zarah. To make leitzanos of Avodah Zarah, not only is it not also, apparently there's a kiyum in doing that. That's what he's doing over here. And the Navi describes how they're busy prophesying, vein kol, vein oneh, vein kosher, and then Elio comes in the picture, and that's when Mincha, the Gemara in Brachos, he's answered davka b'tzilas ha-mincha. Mincha is a very significant tefillah, and that's pasuk lamid vav, lamid zayin, you see, vayiv alos ha-mincha, he says, Hashem elokei Avraham Yitzchak b'Yisrael, hayom b'yivada ki ato elokim b'Yisrael, now I want it to be known, aneini Hashem aneini, v'yedu ha-om azeh ki ato Hashem elokim, and guess what happens miyad, similar to Yirmiyahu ha-Navi, batipol esh Hashem. At that moment, the age comes down. So here we have two Nevi'im, namely Yirmiyahu HaNavi, and I'm giving an example of Eliyahu HaNavi, where clearly is an immediate response to their plea, to their tefillah on the part of Hashem Yisbarach. However, these are only two examples. There are many other examples where there's not an immediate response on the part of Hashem is brought to the words of another. I just want to show you something else before I even do that. And this is also very fascinating. I imagine you're probably aware of this. I'm not telling you any chidushim. The beginning of Parshat Matos in Bamidbar, we have to try to learn Chumash. But anyway, in the beginning of Parshat Matos, there's a striking pasuk that I want to call your attention to, if I may. Vayidabim Moshe. It's Perek, Lamid Pasuk Beis in Amidbar. Vayidaber Moshe al Rashi Amatos of Nei Yisrael Emor. And then the language that Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, Ze Adover Asher Tzivu Hashem. So Rashi over here quotes the Sifrei, and the Sifrei has the following comment. And maybe I'll just be fair, just to show you, for example, look in Parshas Bo, in Shmos. This language of Ze Adover Asher Tzivu Hashem is a language used by Nevi'im. However, Moshe Rabbeinu has a particular signal that he actually utilizes, and it's not just Zeh Adavar Shetzivu Hashem, but if you remember in Mitzrayim, what does Moshe Rabbeinu tell them in the context of look in Parshat Bo, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, you have that? Parshat Bo in Shmos, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Vayomer Moshe, Ko Amar Hashem, so Moshe Rabbeinu has the language of Ko Amar Hashem, which is also found by other Nevi'im. However, there's something unusual about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, not only does he say Ko Amar Hashem, but he says Zeh Adov Asher Tzivu Hashem. What's the difference between the language of Zeh Adov Asher Tzivu Hashem, which is used by Moshe Rabbeinu exclusively, and Ko Amar Hashem, which is used by Nevi'im, Keseida, throughout Tanakh? Yeah.
Zeh Ko Amar Hashem is not the literal word for word what Hashem said?
Excellent. One distinction. And that's basically what you say, by the way, is said explicitly by the Sefer Kedush HaSlevi. Rav Levi Yitzchak in Berditchev. I can quote others for him. I decided, since you're here, Mendel, I have to quote him. The Kedush HaSlevi points this out exactly what Sarah said. All of the Vim basically saw Chazon Nebuah B'Chalom, and they obviously interpreted Baruch HaKodesh. Unlike Moshe Rabbeinu, Zeh Adover is obviously what the Chazal speak of, Asbaklaya Meira. Very clear kind of vision. Zeh Adover, precisely, this is exactly what Hashem said. Other Nevi'im have to interpret it in light of their own, shall we say, their own Madregim, Nebuah. And by the way, I just can show you many, many times, beginning of Shmos, both in Shmos or Aaron, both, since I'm mentioning it already, why not? So in the beginning of the language of Kormar, take a look in the beginning of Shmos. Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yudalit. Vayom Elokim Moshe, Eke Asher Eke. That's a shame Hashem. The Rambam Mordechai writes that shame means that Hashem is existence par excellence. I can't discuss it right now. Rashi points out on the spot that just like I was with them in this tzara, I'll be with them in other tzara. That's what Rashi says. But then right after that, what did it say? Vayomer, ko somar, l'bnei Yisrael, erkeh, shlachani aleichem. That's in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yudalet. Ko somar. Look at Perek Chavdalet.
Why does it need another Vayomer?
That's a good kasha. Can you read? There are two different, two separate issues here that are being discussed. In general, when they have Vayomer twice, this happens many times in Tanakh, there are two separate directives. That's what you have to somehow figure out what the other directives. In Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chavdalet, you see over there, Vayomer Atel Paro Ko Amar Hashem Bini B'chari Yisrael. In Perek Hay, Pasuk Aleph, again the Torah says, Ve'achar Bo Moshe Ve'Aaron Vayomer Paro Ko Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Shalachas Hamid Ve'Chaguli Bamidbar. I just want to show you the language of Ko Amar Hashem is found vis-a-vis Moshe Rabbeinu, certainly with Shalom Leviim and Shum Sovik, but Moshe Rabbeinu, especially in these Pashiyos, Aveira, Shmos, and the beginning in Bo, you see this a lot. Take a look, for example, further in Aveira, Vo'eira, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tes Zayin. Yomati Elav Hashem Elokei, Rim Shachani Alecha, Neymar, Shalachas Hamid, Yadur, Mabibar, Vinod Shomat, Ko Amar Hashem, Bezos Tedak Yani Hashem. And then in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chav Vob, Boel Paro and Martilov. Call my Hashem, Shalach Zami the Abduri. But the Mako Tradea. By Oro, Perachas Pasit Design. Call my Hashem, Shalach Ami the Abduri. By Deber, Shmos Tes Pasigal. Call my Hashem, okay, Yisrael. Okay, Abim Shalach Zami the Abduri. Perachas Pasit Gimel, Makas Borat. Call my Hashem, okay, Abim Shalach Zami the Abduri. I'm just giving you a little tour throughout Shmos, Vayera, and Bo, where you see that the language of Kol Ma'ashem is found with reference to Moshe Rabbeinu. Of course, the question is, why did the Torah use this language repeatedly with reference to Moshe Rabbeinu and with reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim? And the answer is that Moshe Rabbeinu at this point in time was not yet a full-fledged Navi. Did not yet reach the Madrega that he reached the Maimon HaSinai. That's what the Rambam writes in Sodei Torah. But the Rambam does not note this Kol Amar Hashem, but I'm noting it to you. This is a language used by all the Nevi'im. But Moshe Rabbeinu did not yet get to his level, his Madrega Nevuah of Zeh Hador HaShitzir Hashem. When did that happen? After Matan Torah. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu achieved, the level that was beyond. The one who actually says this openly is the Ramban. One second, the Ramban Al Torah. You know the snare story? What does the Pasuk say with the snare? In Perek Beis of Shmos. Are you able to follow me? In Perek Beis of Shmos, Moshe Rabbeinu sees the snare, which is enveloped in fire, but however, it's not consumed. Moshe Rabbeinu says, let me get closer. Hashem sees he gets closer. Hashem calls him, Moshe, Moshe, Hineni, and then Hashem tells him, Pasuk Hei, Vayomer Al Tikrav Halom. Another striking expression. Al Tikrav Halom. Take off your shoes. So here the Ramban writes, Moshe Rabbeinu at this point did not yet get to the Madrega of the Vua that he achieved at Har Sinai. As a matter of fact, we see something here which is obvious to all of us. Namely, look at Pasuk Vav over there. Vayomer Anochi Elokei Avicha Elokei Avraham Elokei Yitzchak Elokei Yaakov Vayaster Moshe Panov. What does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu clearly is not yet at the Madrega, because Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Hashem, but not at this point, not yet at this juncture. At this juncture, Moshe is still what the Rashi quotes at one point, Tiron Binavua, a tyron. T-Y-R-O-N, which means a novice, a newcomer, fledgling Nevuah. He's not yet achieved the level of Nevuah that he achieved later on. Let me just point out one other thing to you, which is obvious. The Gemara has in Brachas, you probably are familiar with it. You remember when Moshe Rabbeinu, in the context of the Chet Egel, Hashem says to him, Lech Reid, Ki Shichei Samcha Asher, Hotei Sicha V'Eret Mitzrayim. After the Chet Egel, Hashem tells him, go down. What does the Gemara say in Brachas? I think it's in Achlam Aveiz. Lech Reid Migdulascha. Rashi quotes part of it also in Chumash. Hashem tells him, Lech Reid Migdulascha. I only gave Gedula to you because of Klal Yisrael. And now the Klal Yisrael sin. What was that? Correct. No, that's not talking about that. But Rashi said, why do you need Gedula? Basically, Lech Rei means Moshe Rabbeinu is going down from his Madrega. And we find this idea also in another place. I'll just refer you to it. You're probably familiar with the Gemara Babasa and Kuf Chavala, but it's also Sukkim and Dvarim. It's very important to learn Tanakh. I hope you don't mind my saying so. Talmidei Chacham of your stature have to be Mikusha, Bechavdal Kishutit. Thank you. So anyway, there's a Gemara Babasa that, if you remember, there was a period, an interregnum of 38 years, where guess what? Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem are not communicating. Do you remember when that occurred? When did they not communicate? After the Chet HaMeraglim. The Gemara says, and the Pesukim and Chumash, maybe let me show you the Pesukim, can I do that before you speak, if you don't mind? Look at the beginning of Dvarim. The Torah, as you know, in Dvarim, reviews all the peregrinations of Kali Yisrael in the Midbar, and the like. And then we have the following Pasuk. Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Vayidaber Hashem Elai Lemor. You have it? Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Vayidaber Hashem Elai Lemor. In Dvarim, Pasha Dvarim, says Rashi on the spot. Alvim Mishulach HaMeraglim Adkan. From the Shulach HaMeraglim until this point in time, Lo Ne'amar B'Pasha Vayidaber Ela Vayomer. L'Amedcha. Shekol Lamed Cheshon Asho Yisom Nizufim. 38 years Klal Yisrael were Nizufim. Nizufim means they were rejected by Hashem Yisbarach. It was a kind of Hester Ponim. And therefore, Lo Nisyachid Imo, namely Hashem, when he spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, did not speak to him with Lashon Chiba. Ponim El Ponim B'Yishav Adas. It was no longer a language of Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe, but rather Vayomer. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was not at the level of the Vua because of Klal Yisrael, because there was a Hester Ponim. Moshe Rabbeinu was not at that level of the Vua that he achieved at Maimon HaSinai, when the ideal situation was as Paklai Meira. It was a totally different situation. I saw in Rabbeinu Mechaye, I went looking, so he writes actually in Parshat Dvarim, Perek Beis, Pasuk Tes Zayim. I read to his Lashon. He says, L'kach lo matzinu l'shon v'yedaber mishasholach Moshe Meraglim el l'shon v'yomer l'fi Shalohisnabe mitoch aspaklaya meira. Means during that 38-year period when the Klal Yisrael were essentially in Hester Ponim from Hashem, there was no communication, or there was a communication at a much lower level between Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's why the language of what? Of Vayidaber is not found, but what language is used? Vayomer. And only after this 38-year period, that's what the Torah says here, Vayidaber Hashem Eli Lamar. So this is a very fundamental yesod that there were different periods in the life of Moshe Rabbeinu. A lot had to do with what? With the relationship of Klal Yisrael to Hashem. When the relationship ebbed, when it paled, when it diminished, when in other words, the diminution, then obviously Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is also impacted, also jarred. But I'm just trying to show you the Yichudiyut of the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the most important pasuk that I have to show you, which I didn't show you yet, and that is, as you know, that later on in Dvarim, but I don't have the chance to discuss it right now, so maybe I'll listen to what you have to say and talk about it perhaps on the morn. Yes?
Isn't like that very more severe language?
In general, you're right. Kosomar El Beis Yaakov with the Dabel and Yisrael, Rashi quotes over there, one refers to Lashon Kosher, you speak to the men, and one Amir is Lashon Rakam, you speak to the women. That's what Rashi quotes over there. Quotes some of the Mesiakov, Mesiakov of Yisrael, Perek Yutes and Yisrael, Nagdav of the Kabbalah Satera. However, here, in this context, apparently has another, that's what the Rishonim are pointing out, not just the Rabbi Nevachai, the Sfarnon, many Rishonim already in Achronim talk about this, that no Dibur, the fact that normally Dibur means apparently a more direct communication than Amira, which apparently is a very general nature. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Yirmiyahu, if you remember, in Perek Aleph of Yirmiyahu, yes, you do recall that. Perek Aleph of Yirmiyahu, there it says, when Yirmiyahu again remonstrates with Hashem, he doesn't want to be a Navi. I don't want this job. Not a job for a Jewish boy. So what does Yirmiyahu HaNavi say in Perek Aleph Pasuk Vav? Hashem tells him, "B'terem etzarach ba'betin yidaticha, you have no bechira chavshus in this matter. Before you were born, you were chosen for this role. U'b'terem takes him erech and b'kdashticha, novi la'goyim esaticha. No, just give me a So what does he say? Vomar! Aho! Hashem Elokim. Hinei lo yodati daber! Kinara noichim. What is the pshat of this passing line, what I just said? Lichora, the pshat is, Vomar, Loshen Amira. That's what Yirmiyahu at this point is holding. Hinei lo yodati daber. I have not yet come to the madrega of what? Of Dibur. This is a shtikl raya of Chacha Mendel to this yisod that I'm saying the chiddush between Amira and Dibur. It's not my chiddush. It's already mentioned by the Farshim who point out the distinction between Aspaklaya Meira and Eina Meira. So too here you see something of a similar nature. And so this goes back to what I said earlier. All the Vim speak in language of Kol Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he reached the highest level, Ze Adov Hashem, Dibur Hashem, which again, Lashon Dibur, as opposed to Ko Omar Hashem Lashon Amira, that's also again a Hokhocha to this Yisod, this distinction between Amira and Dibur. And but I'm saying Moshe Rabbeinu himself did not overnight become the Navi par excellence. It was obviously there were levels. And that you see from Rashi and Ramban, and many Rishonim actually who talk about this issue point this out. But I am simply, the whole idea was to underscore, and I didn't finish yet, the unique Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, which really is in a category by itself, and I have to now bring other psukim to demonstrate this again. Yes, sir.
Is it exclusively after Matan Torah that Hashem speaks to Moshe Dibur?
The answer is yes, unreservedly, unqualifiedly, and indubitably. And who says that? The Amman. I have to really zirak the Amman for you because you don't always trust things that I say.
I accidentally opened up the Yitro,
Excellent. And what does it say after that? Kotomai al b'nei Yisrael. So notice what it says. Vayomer Kotomal B'nai Yisrael. Isn't that fascinating? Lashon Amira. So at that point Moshe Rabbeinu was not yet of this Madrega.
But that was after.
That's the question. When did that take place? That's a very good question. Hear what he's asking? So that is a Lashon Nevuah, but the argument was that we said a moment ago that that's not the highest Madrega. Okay, that question I will deal with. Go ahead, next. Good. Atem Risen Kim Nashamayim Dibarti Imachem. Lo Sasuni Tiel Hechesu Leizov. Mizbach Adam Atasali. This is found at the end of which Pasha?
In Yitro.
Excellent. I call it Yitro. You call it Yitro. That's very good. That's good. That's fine.
Yisrael.
What?
Yisrael.
Yeah, okay. That's a good question. We have to deal with that issue. Yeah. What do you want to say?
Did Moses still have to remain separate with his wife after he went down a level for 38 years?
You're asking a tremendous kasha. The answer is no. Once Moshe Rabbeinu separated, that was it. Okay, I'm going to read to you next time. Read that there. Rambams. In Mor Nebuchim and in Mishnah Torah and show you a few other things with reference to this particular matter. Can I just trouble you? Thank you very much. Can I just trouble you for putting this up here?